Good morning, Rakim Chayotim. Klal Mem Beis, the Simon Yud Aleph, and we're going through the halachas of actually saying the Berachas HaMotzi. So you mentioned that there are, the person should put all 10 fingers on the bread when he makes the bracha to indicate a significant amount of items which have to do with the number 10. So there are 10 mitzvahs which are relevant in regards to pass. So I just want to go through those quickly. When a person plows the field, he cannot plow with a shor and a chamor together. There's an issur of planting the field in klayim. There's mitzvahs of lek, shikra, and peah, so that's five. When you're in the second half of the year, when you're ready harvesting, and then you're going to thresh it, lo yisach sum shabbat yishoy, the person takes up truma, maaser rishon, and maaser sheni. And then the mitzvah of challah. So those are the 10 mitzvahs which apply to the process of creating bread. There are 10 words in the bracha b'motzi. Bracha tarshem l'kenem melech olam ha'motzi lechem min oretz. We mentioned there's 10 words in the pasuk of enikol alechi sabeiru. There are 10 words in the pasuk of eretz chita v'sarah. And there are 10 words in the pasuk. So all of these in Yanam are significant to the number of 10. Therefore, we are remarked to put all 10 fingers on the bread. Okay. Now, we have to subvig a pas misal yun misal tachton. The Gemara says that when a person eats the first piece of hamotzi, it's cover of the bracha to eat from the best part of the bread. And the Mor says, by definition, the best part of the bread is the place which is baked the best, as opposed to it's not so, it's underbaked. The Mor says, Shiloh, whether that is considered the part which is lower down, which is against, in the way the Gemara baked, they baked in the time of the Gemara, you'd put the dough against the wall of the oven. So the part which is against the wall of the oven has the heat of the oven heating it. The part which is away from that is facing directly towards where the fire is. So is it the lower part which is placed against the oven, or the part which is facing outwards to where the heat is? And therefore the suggestion is to take a piece from the side, and you'll have the upper crust and the lower crust at the same time. So therefore, we have to suffer a pass misal alyon and misal atachton. Kedei shiyeh mimokim shekodem bishuloi. Shalom mesupokim ezet tzad maktem. So the part where it starts to bake first, that's going to be baked the best. We're not sure where that is, whether it's the top or the bottom. And therefore, we cut from the side, which will allow us to take a piece from the top and the bottom simultaneously. So now you're going to search out on the bread, the place in the bread where you see it seems to be that it has baked out the best. So a person would wait till after he says Hamotzi to start searching for that. There's going to be a time lapse in between the bracha of Hamotzi and the eating. That's not proper. A person should eat as quickly as possible after saying Hamotzi. So a person is going to want to find that spot beforehand. Well, he's also going, it takes time to cut it off from the bread. So he should cut in as well a little bit to save time. Even though we know there's a mile of saying a bracha on a shalim, so he should cut a little bit enough that it still remains a shalim. So you need to know how much can you cut that should not take away the status of shalim. So he says like this, you should cut a little bit, but we want it to be considered a shalom still. So the definition of a shalom is, if you hold the smaller piece, you cut in a little bit, and there's one side which is the smaller side, and one side which is the larger side. If you hold on to the smaller side, the larger side will still remain attached to it, it will not fall off. The lechem is considered a shalom. If, however, when you hold this, you cut, a person makes a cut into the challah and into the bread, and he cuts it, let's say, towards one side. So it's one third is to the right of the cut, and two thirds are to the left of the cut. So he picks up and he holds the bread from the one third. He hasn't cut all the way through, he's cut only partially. He holds from the side, which is one third of the bread. If the other two thirds remains attached, it's a shalim. If not, otherwise, if it's not, it's not. So we cut a bracha yachtuch ma'at. You should only cut slightly. If you hold the part which has been, the side which has been cut, partially cut, the remainder of the bread will stay, remain attached. Because if it will not remain attached, it's considered detached even before it's physically actually detached. That's the status of a prusa, and you've lost the ma'ala of a shalit. Okay. Another question which comes up is just to clarify, if sometimes there's a little piece missing from the bread, is it's considered a shalim? So this is Machlokes Rishonim. The opinion of the Rosh is if the amount which is missing is less than 1/48 of the total bread, the bread is still considered a shalim. There are other Rishonim who disagree with that Rosh, but that is the opinion of the Rosh, and a person can be semech on that. A person has a need for a shalim, say Shabbos or Yom Tov, person can assume if the amount which is missing is less than 1/48, it's still considered a shalom. Have a good day.